And in one of our studies, for example, we showed that 10-year-old black boys were 5 times more likely to go to bed after 11 p.m. than 10-year-old white girls. Now, we've heard about some of the links between short sleep and obesity in earlier talks, but again, I like to emphasize that this data is very, very consistent in childhood. And in fact, if you compare the meta-analyses done in adult populations versus children, in general, there are stronger and more consistent associations in pediatric populations, such that overall, the overall odds is almost twofold of using a variety of studies of a child being obese based on them getting insufficient amounts of sleep, and that's usually defined on an age-specific threshold of how much sleep someone needs. Now I'd like to review a few articles that really hammer in that point a bit more, and these are some of my favorites for different reasons. Here, this one study from the United Kingdom of almost 8,000 children who were followed, really they were enrolled in pregnancy and followed through age 7 when there was actually an overall prevalence of obesity lower than we see of 8.5%. And these are the typical risk factors I think many of you are familiar with birth weight for obesity. Birth weight, maternal smoking, parental obesity, very strong, again, genetic risk factor, TV watching, that sedentary behavior.